beste ervaring.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
You know, we have to get conspiratorial, and we look at the Iran-Contra. The CIA was trading drugs with Nicaraguans for guns. We were giving them guns, and then they were taking that cocaine, and they were flying it into Mena, Arkansas, which Bill Clinton happened to be the governor of that state. And they were taking those drugs, and they were putting them in Florida. They were putting in California, Freeway Ricky Ross. So they created the crack epidemic. So the same people that did that, they're creating the problems that we have today. So it's just a new drug for a new era.
I mean, I grew up in a world where, and speaking for myself, I actually believe that conspiracy theories were the way that dumb, uninformed people explained a complex world.
Yeah.
You couldn't understand what was actually happening. You resorted to a conspiracy theory, and that was a mark of a low IQ.
Of course.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Now, I always think this. The more informed, the smarter the person, the more likely they are to be connecting the dots that you're connecting. So you grew up in a world where people just like assumed that the system was not on the level, I think.
Well, it's called cognitive dissonance. It's like, you know, the government is, you know, has done corrupt stuff. You know, there's classified levels of intelligence that you'll never be a part of. But you have cognitive dissonance thinking that the government has your back. They don't. It's a personal people control system. They want to control us. And that's one of the biggest parts of why they want to keep you depressed. Because, Tucker, when you're constantly depressed, you're in what is called fight or flight. So your hormone response is constant cortisol. And that's why Brian Stelter, those guys, they constantly have the ticker on CNN, how many people die, because people get addicted to that hormonal response. And once you're in that fear state of fight or flight, you can't see the forest for the tree right in front of your face. So then they can literally, like a dog with a treat, they can make you do whatever you want. And that treat is just more trauma, what I call trauma-based mind control, just more fear tactics in order to control you. So that's what's happening now, is the mainstream media uses fear to control us. And that's the same mechanism that the government uses.
I couldn't agree more.
It's your boy here, Scott from Woke Societies, with episode number 306. Welcome to Wing Wednesday. We had Taco Tuesday yesterday, and now we're on to the best day of the week. It is officially Wing Wednesday. Welcome everybody over on the Rumble, and of course everyone on the Foxhole, the best place for online streaming, built by Patriots for Patriots. I love you guys so much. We have a lot to go over today, as we always do. How's everyone feeling in the chats? I see you guys are all ramped up, all ready to go in the yachts. Welcome in, guys. Man, we got a crazy show. We got the Pillow Man. The Pillow Man's getting raided. Is this happening? Of course it is. Why would it? It wouldn't be these times right now if the Pillow Man wasn't getting raided. So we got the Pillow Man, Mike Lindell. He's getting his ass raided. We also have big wins for the last primary elections that came out of New Hampshire last night. We're going to definitely be going over that. We got the mainstream corporate media trying to throw water on Durham's parade here. It ain't going to work. We're going to be covering that as well. And, of course, I got some savage, savageness some spicy wing sauce coming out of Rand Paul and also Ron Johnson with the funnies and memes injected throughout. I got a packed full show for you guys today. I can't wait to get into it. It's going to be fucking amazing. Hope you guys are ready for it. Hope you're ramped up. It is the middle of the week. We got two more shows of this, and then Saturday we got a Trump rally coming out of Ohio. Woo! Hope you guys are ready to go. Before we do anything, let's say hi to the woke fam, the woke army that is out there. Let's see what everyone's doing. Let's pause that chat up nice and tight. Spaz Yeti, my man, first one I'm seeing on the list. Glad to see your friend. Tea Time Rose, I see Cage Farmer. Curly Kaylee's in the house. R. Cogburn, Meat Puppet. Debbie Ann's hanging out. Dark Knight, we got Mermaid Q, another wonderful mod. Donkey Punch with us as well. Always, thank you so much, my friend. We got Patriot at 5. We got Catanamus. Catanonymous. There it is, Scott. Thank you. DHX, Warrior for Jesus. Woken, Walked. We got Heather July. Orianda, Cubs Jedi. Hanging out again. Dark Knight, great to see you, friend. We got DK Anon, Essay. Let's go, Brandon. Metaphor M hanging out with us. Of course, great to see you in the chats. Always, my dude. Who else we got? We got Faith Over Fear. We got Patriot of 5. Who else? We got Stax hanging out with us. Chill, my man from across the pond. Great to see you in the show, my dude. Always love seeing you in the chats as well. We got Kalupi hanging out with us. Nitramus. We got Gorilla P85. Now, we even got the Pilled Administrators letting everyone know. Make sure you got Pilled version 30.14, and make sure you guys follow them for all updates because they've been updating the app like crazy. Make sure you guys are following them. Repo Man hanging out. Fontana's in the house. Texas Bear. Sub Pack Vet. It wasn't me. Who else we got? Who else? Ask a Patriot. Lots of new names in here. Tennessee Girl. Thank you so much for hanging out. We got Smoke78. Carrie Lake. J-Mac. Michael the Fourth. Great to see you, friend. And Warrior in the Garden. Texas Bear. Who else we got? We got P-Quest. And I think that covers it for there. Thank you so much. I super appreciate that. Carenza, let's pop over to our friends over on the Rumble chat. We got DJ Destruct, Eric 17, Nava, Kristen 124, My Life Out Loud, Chirpin' Cricket. Look at all these new names in the Rumble chat, guys. We've been hitting almost 1,000 to 1,100 viewers on the Rumble shows on the show. We got to love it. Freddie Durf's my first one. Give me the finger. We love Freddie Durf. I don't know. Why aren't you on the Foxhole flipping us off? Why'd you go to Rumble? We got A-Park, Cyber XB, T-Bods, and amazing people. Mermaid Double Dipping as usual. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. It's going to be one of those amazing shows. Thank you guys. We're already at 5,300 gold pills. You guys are dropping the love already. I'm so excited to get the show. I know you guys are ramped up. It's Wing Wednesday, so I'm extra hot and bothered. Are you guys ready for the news blitz? Yeah, it's time for the news blitz. Let's jump right into it, not waste any time. It's packed. Are you guys ready to get blitzed? Let's do it. So we got some amazing news. Mistborn usually shows up on the shows on Fridays on Adel's show, on my show usually later on. But we got some amazing news coming out of Sweden. I believe that's where Mistborn is out of. The election results are coming in. And he said they were going to be showing out to make sure that the Republican Party out there wins and that the lefties are defeated. And as far as we know, it looks like where the polls are going, it's not done yet, but the as far as I know, the Libtard leader over there is already resigning, and it looks like the MAGA version of Sweden is coming in here with the election results already at 48.9%, and it is almost close enough to be calling that race for the conservatives out in Sweden. Good job, guys, for showing up and voting. We need to do this in November. Absolutely amazing news. And coming out of Denmark here from Igor's newsletter, Denmark is no more applying COVID vaccines for anyone under the age of 50. An interesting update from Denmark's health authority was published yesterday. Denmark is no longer offering boosters or vaccines to people under 50. Maybe it should have been that way in the first place. And it says the purpose of the vaccine program is to prevent severe illness, hospitalization, and death. Therefore, people at the highest risk of becoming severely ill will be offered booster vaccination. The purpose of this is not to prevent infection with COVID-19. And people age under 50 are therefore currently not being offered booster vaccination because they never fucking need it in the first place. Shout out to Europe for finally coming around. And again, shout out to Sweden for getting your election in. Have you guys seen the nastiest little sausage fingers you could ever see? Well, if you haven't, you're staring at it right now on the screen. You guys have seen the fingers of the new king in town, and you can see that ring on his pinky there. It looks like that bitch is screaming to get off, or that's going to break off in general. But I just had to bring this up, guys. Those things look like he's about to... They look like pink water balloons, and they're about to explode. And I saw this. Can you guys see, can you guys honestly tell me if there's a difference going on with this right now? Select all images with King Charles' fingers. I would have a hard time getting through this verification because I honestly can't tell a difference whatsoever. Let's get into over here on CD Media. We kind of briefly brought this up yesterday, but we just wanted to announce it again. Ken Starr has unfortunately passed at the age of 76. If you guys don't remember who he was, he's the former U.S. Solicitor General. Kenneth Starr died at a Houston hospital on Tuesday at the age of 76. He gained nationwide attention for his investigation into the Clinton Whitewater scandal in the 1990s, which morphed into discovering then-President Bill Clinton's affair with intern Monica Lewinsky. That led to Clinton's impeachment trial, and in recent years, Starr was caught in mishandling sexual scandals by a head of a Texas university and participating in the defense team of the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Well, it looks like that. Unfortunately, he has now passed away, if you guys did not know. Let's get over here to the Huffington Post. I love this headline. Armed man arrested after declaring Trump President King at Dairy Queen. They gotta find the most craziest people and attach it to this movement. A armed Donald Trump supporter who told cops he wanted to restore, quote, President King of the United States, was arrested at a Dairy Queen in Pennsylvania, where he said he wanted to kill Democrats and liberals. Jan Stowaway, 61, was arrested without a struggle on multiple felony charges, according to police in Delmont. Several people were inside the fast food restaurant at the time, and this Stawavi, wearing a yellow safety vest and a rainbow wig, yeah, it sounds like a MAGA supporter, was armed with a loaded .40 caliber pistol when officers arrived Saturday to investigate a motorist report of an erratic driver pulling into the Dairy Queen, police said. He declared he was, quote, undercover with Pennsylvania State Police working on a major drug sting, according to WPXI-TV. I can tell you right now, fam, whoever this clown was not a MAGA supporter, not a Donald Trump supporter. You're going to sit there and tell me that someone's going to be walking to a Dairy Queen shouting, we're going to kill Democrats and liberals, wearing a rainbow wig? Sounds like something a deranged pedophile lefty would absolutely do. Moving on here to the Gateway Pundit. Actually, was this the one? No, this was not the one I wanted to do. This is the one I want to do. Fuji Cash, I hope you're in the audience. This is coming out of L.A. County. Out of Red State, search warrant executed at L.A. County Supervisor Sheila Cool Santa Monica home. This is a longtime California Democrat politician and current Los Angeles County Supervisor Sheila Cool, who famously called police opposed to ongoing mask mandates, snowflake weepies, is giving, wow, what an insult, is giving a masterclass and had to not respond in the media when a search warrant is executed at your home. Cool spoke to Fox LA outside her home early Wednesday morning, about an hour after LA County Sheriff's deputies showed up to her door. And now, this is about public corruption and what I've been seeing with this little case that's been going on. This is starting to envelope a lot of politicians, especially Democrats, out in Los Angeles County. And this is what she had to say about the situation. Take a listen.
I didn't even know they had such a contract. So
you're saying you're not involved in this at all, and that they're not going to find anything that would prove you guilty of anything inside your house?
The only thing they're going to find inside my house is maybe a few cat videos and, you know, those kind of things that regular people have.
Are you hearing from your staff? Are they at your office right now? Are there any other warrants you're hearing of besides the Metro office?
I heard from County Council last night that she got a tip from Max that this search would happen.
Max Huntsman?
Yeah, from Max Huntsman that this search would happen this morning. But I had gotten a call from the LA Times last week with the same information, and it never happened, so I thought it was just bogus.
Okay.
The whole thing's bogus, fam. The police are just out to get me. The sheriff's out to get me. The judge's out to get me. This search warrant is not valid, and all you're going to find in this house is crazy old lady cat videos. Don't know about that, but I can tell you it's probably all bullshit. Hope the Democrat gets arrested. Coming out of the Daily Mail here, this one blows my mind. Hunter Biden cries poverty. President's son is demanding his support payments to 4-year-old love child with London Roberts be lowered due to a substantial material change to his income. What happened? What happened, Hunter? Are the paintings not selling? Is the crack sales not coming in like they used to? Hunter Biden is seeking to lower his child support payments for four-year-old love child Navy Joan, who he fathered with London Roberts. He filed a motion to adjust child support Monday, citing a substantial material change in his financial circumstances, including but not limited to his income. Hunter has never met the young girl who lives with her mother in Arkansas, and an insider tells DailyMail.com, quote, not being part of your child's life is one thing, but not supporting her financially as he should is quite another. And just as a reminder, Hunter was just living in a $20,000 per month Malibu home with his wife Melissa and his son Beau, but has recently moved out. You're telling me you can live in $20,000 home, sell paintings for $500,000 to China and your pedophile following, but you can't pay child support? And you're going to ask the judge to lower it after all that money you made with Ukraine, with Kazakhstan, with China? You're telling me you can't pay child support? What a degenerate, absolutely disgusting pedophile family the Bidens are filled with. Coming out of the post-millennial, man who shot first during Kenosha riot charged with 7 felonies, and this is absolutely amazing. This is Zeminski has been free on $13,000 bail, but set by Judge Bruce Schroeder, who also presided over Rittenhouse's trial. Zeminski was set to face court on January 31st, but was arrested at that time for intimidating a witness. This delayed his trial even further, and now he's going to be facing 7 felonies. A recent article from Newsweek alleged that Rittenhouse is not a hero and that he was playing cop when shots were fired during the fiery riots that destroyed property. And remember, Mr. Pinky and the Binger, Mr. Binger here, you all remember him. This dude, Zeminski, is now facing 7 felonies, and he was the first one to fire at Kyle. It's amazing to see this play out, and now he's actually serving some time from what it seems like. Fuck the commies and the pedophiles. They deserve everything they have coming to them. And if you guys didn't know, this is coming out of PETA. Not that I'm a fan of these guys by any means, but they're selling a Dr. Fauci Halloween costume for a really expensive price of $71, but it comes with a Dr. Fauci jacket, a mask, and it looks like a bloody dog with a syringe. This says, good riddance, Fauci. I like the idea. It's absolutely hilarious. Again, we're going to be definitely dragging Fauci and the FDA and also Big Tech today in some amazing clips here. And if you guys didn't know, we got some brand new news coming out. A Federer woman here from Red State. He's finally going to be agreeing to a debate, but there's a catch, though. For months, we've been waiting to see if this man would debate, but the first debate is going to be happening, according on October 25th. But there's going to be some conditions. The first debate is going to take place a mere 2 weeks before the election and a month after Pennsylvania starts early voting. Seems kind of ridiculous, right? How very convenient, but there's more. Apparently, Fetterman asked for a series of accommodations for his condition to receive them, and one of those is two, quote, practice sessions. And again, if you guys have ever seen a debate, you don't get practice sessions with the person you're debating, let alone one, and you're asking for two. It's very very clear, fam, that this man is not healthy enough to run. And on top of it, Fetterman wanted to give a very important message to his Pennsylvania residents out there. Take a listen, guys. It's super, super brave and inspiring.
That's what we here in D.C. and the surrounding areas can do to help you win.
So
brave and inspiring. And Fip, we got some new news here. Coming out of Donald Trump, last thing to close out the news blitz here. Trump's putting another rally out, and this one's going to be in North Carolina. When is that going to be, fam? It's going to be next Saturday. We knew this was coming. Trump is going to be at, where is he going to be? Wilmington, North Carolina on Friday, September 23rd, and the party is going to begin at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I can't wait, ladies and gentlemen. That is going to wrap up today's news blitz. Fuji, I never thought we'd find somebody that can talk better, that can talk worse than Joe Biden. You nailed it. That guy can't talk. Biden talks better. Yes, stunning, brave, and inspiring, isn't it? We absolutely love it. We absolutely love it. We got Trump rallies coming in hot. We got Fetterman wanting to debate odds 2 weeks before the actual elections decided. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Commies and pedophiles getting arrested. That some days it feels like we don't live in a Biden administration, but yet here we are to soak up all the clownery. Let's get to these gold pills. P Quest, throwing me a cookie. Freedom Corey, cookie. Also the cookie. Throwing the Oz out there. Donkey Punch, hey, Tucker. And Donkey Punch, I got you, friend. Thank you so much. Tucker Dixon says, ready for the daily dose of crazy news with a clown and popcorn emoji. Let's do it, shall we? Just Jim says, Wings Day. Space Coast says, let's get this party started. Nunes for VP. Spaz, throw me a can. Connect the dots and go Alex Jones crazy. Warrior for Jesus says, Father in heaven, protect the broadcast and Scott and his family from the enemy's attacks. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Warrior for Jesus. Love the prayer. Welcome Walk says, prayers out to Uncensored Abe. I heard he's been struggling a little bit, but yes, please send prayers out for Abe. Definitely. He's been on the Foxhole, been part of the fam for a long time. Welcome Walk says, happy Wednesday, Woke fam. Cat Anonymous with a phone. Love that neon chat look, Woke. Thank you so much. It's now become my favorite. DK says, one more. Ah, yeah. Paul Thaddeus says, just got paid 10% to the big dog. Thank you, my friend. You know where your reparations go to. Cat Anonymous says, we see you, Woke. That neon looks sick. Also, try Smash Color. It's sick. Dark Knight with a cookie. Heather says, oh, with a can, loving the new update. Vader says, what's happening, Scott? Carenza says, hey, Scott and fam. Curly Kaylee dropping me a ship. Thank you so much. Wing Wednesday. I guess. No, I guess. It is Wing Wednesday. Thank you, Curly, for that ship. Donkey says, I think I'm addicted to this show. You should be, my friend. It's one of the best out there. Boys playing with a cookie. Freedom Core with a can. Finally off in time for a live stream. Let's go. Great to see you, my friend. Space Coast says, sausage fingers is a result of inbreeding. I love it. JB with a cookie. Jack Attack with a cookie. Let's fucking go. And 2A the Rattle, throw me in the shades. Thank you, guys. Keep crushing it over on the Foxhole. We have 6,400 gold pills all ready for the show, and we are just getting started. If you guys can also smash that red pill button, that gives me a like, and that gets this show to the top of the list for everyone on Foxhole. Would super appreciate that. All you guys hanging out over on Rumble, you guys can also donate by hitting this little cash bag here. I will read your Rumble rant just like I do with the Foxholers all show long, and it all goes a super long way. You guys can also do buymeacoffee.com/wokesocieties. Your message will pop up right over here, and you guys can also send donations straight to the wife's Cash App. It all counts. Thank you guys so much for all the love so far. I'm writing in today's show. We have some big-time winning coming in to start the show off. The out of New Hampshire, MAGA won, and I'm not too sure about Rhode Island. I didn't really have too much faith in Rhode Island, but I know Heather. Hopefully things will be looking on the brighter end soon, or if not, maybe just it's time to move. But with that being said, I want you guys to watch this video of Alex Stein here confronting Dan Crenshaw about weapons of mass destruction. It's absolutely fire. I'll see you on the other side of the intro, guys. Take a watch.
Dan, I'm with the one, the only. I've run into the man. The one, the only, Dan Crenshaw, I Patch McCain. But Dan, why are you retweeting Dave Portnoy saying he wants me to fail? F me. Why'd you retweet all that? I'm going to put it in the video, but why'd you retweet all that?
What do you think, Alex?
I know, but why don't you like me? We're both from Texas. I can help you out. You're Alex, just not America Alex, first. You're a Alex, globalist. You're giving more money to
Alex,
Ukraine.
You assaulted a 65-year-old woman.
I didn't touch. You're such a liar. We have it on tape. See, this guy's still lying. Ibash McCain is out here still lying. You're so full of it, dude. That's why you're going to lose, dude. I know you don't know. You don't think that. It's going to happen, guys. This guy's
a
traitor.
Are you an adult?
You're a globalist. Yeah, I'm an adult calling you out. You lost your eye for weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist, and you don't even call it out. Weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist, bud. You know that. Let me hear you say something about that.
Time, weather, and highways.
Warning! Woke Societies contains opinions and commentary that may not be suitable for all audiences. We are not responsible for the views, actions, or statements from the viewers in the chats. They can be a little crazy, but damn do we love them. Be prepared to laugh, be enraged, cry, and unlearn everything you know about this world from a once-crazed lefty individual who had his own awakening. We bring the news, hilarious memes, internet culture, and amazing music all into one chaotic crescendo. And to be shown an unhealthy amount of rainbow dildos. Fragile, smooth brains, beware. You have been warned. Enjoy.
Okay, you're listening there to President Biden at the White House. He's celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. He says that he's been fighting Big Pharma for decades. But there is this unfortunate split screen right now with the Dow taking a total beating, down more than 1,200 points. And so it feels like it's hard to be celebratory for some people in the crowd.
Yeah.
Where's the rest? The money. Where is the money?
Feels like it's hard to be celebratory for some people.
Yes. That was probably one of my biggest, funniest moments yesterday when you have Joe Biden celebrating at the White House the Inflation Reduction Act while there are tickers of the failing stock market, economy, inflation. It just sums up this administration in so many ways. Thank you so much, Causey Decisions, for that cookie. Heather, throw me a cookie. Dice Man and Popcorn, throw me a cookie. And Qual for Life, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Curious Rabbit, it's okay. I've known you for a long time, Curious Rabbit. You can drop your Truth Social link in here. You have been part of the fam for a long time. You're more than welcome to drop your Truth Social link. Everybody, if you see Curious Rabbit in the chat, go join her. She's a great digger, and she's been around the fam for. She's one of the. She's actually known her a long time. She's really good, and she's good at digging, and she's always posting some fire over on Truth Social. So, for everyone else, don't post links. Don't post links. This is that one time kind of pass there. Thank you guys for hanging out. You are now here for the main event. Thank you to everyone hanging out on Rumble and also on Foxhole. 777 of you on Rumble. I think that's a great number to see there. Thank you so much. What a week it's already been. It's been craziness. And fam, I can tell you right now, we are not going to be talking about the Mar-a-Lago raid today, which is so awesome because it seems like not just my show, but everyone's shows. It's just, it just feels like it's been like the Mar-a-Lago raid, like month and a half show fest. And it's just the way it kind of is. It's one probably the most important things going on, but not today. We have some amazing, amazing wins coming in from MAGA once again. Now, these primaries, these primaries are now over between all the Republicans and Democrats. Now we have our people, we have our champions, and they're now going to be going into November to go face off with the Democrat pedophiles. That's exactly what we're here in store now. And we had, but the thing is, these just wrapped up last night. New Hampshire was going to be one of the last states here, and now we have our winners, and I want to play the hard opening, the cold opening, I guess. I don't know why I said hard. From Bannon's War Room, of the reaction of MAGA. It wasn't just that these Republicans won. They were MAGA Republicans coming straight out of New Hampshire. Big wins, fam, and the media is melting down.
Look at the latest results. Leavitt pulled off the projected win, despite being told a year ago that she was too young and couldn't raise the money to win the GOP nomination. The 25-year-old from Atkinson sharing tears of joy with friends and family and supporters at her election night headquarters in Hampton. She believes much of what resonated with voters is that she's a homegrown candidate, an American first conservative who will bring a young perspective to Washington.
I am so humbled and honored to be considered the Republican nominee for my home district. This was a historic and extraordinary victory tonight. You know, like I said in my speech, a year ago I got into this race. Not many people believed in me outside of my family and friends in this district.
Now, Leavitt says she expects another victory in November because, in her words, we have a country to save. Her general election opponent, incumbent Democratic Congressman Chris Pappas, released a statement last night saying in part that I will fight with everything I've got to stop extreme politicians like Caroline
extreme.
From hijacking our democracy.
New Hampshire's closely watched primary elections. In the Republican Senate primary, Decision Desk HQ projects close Trump ally and political newcomer Don Bolduc has beaten the more moderate Chuck Morse. Bolduc has said that he would not certify President Biden's reelection in 2024 if he wins.
Would you look at that? Debbie, just mods can drop links. Mods can drop links. Everyone else, I don't allow the links in the chat because I don't know where they're going to. Yeah, guys, America first. America first coming through hot. And you guys see, I hope you guys saw this this theme here with the Democrats. It's the same. They're all following Joe Biden's basement tactics. We're not going to debate. We're going to hide in our basement. And we're just going to say to debate these America First candidates is a mockery, would be a mockery to the people that we are serving. And on top of it, we're going to be calling them extreme. A 25-year-old woman who has never done anything like this before ended up winning her race. And she said herself she was a no-name, but she got Trump's endorsement, and now she's now a winner. And also a general, a man that was a private, moved all the way up to a general. Also, full-blown MAGA wins the race. From Daily Mail, Gen Z for Congress, ex-Trump staffer, aged just 25, wins her House primary battle in New Hampshire, while pro-Trump Brigadier General wins Senate primary in key battles right before the midterms. I absolutely love this. This is fantastic news and just more momentum moving into November. Donald Trump put out right on his Truth Social account, amazing job by Carolyn Leavitt and her great New Hampshire victory against all odds. She did it and will have an even greater victory on November 8th. Wonderful energy and wisdom. I love it. Extreme. Yes, let's go, Brandon. You nailed it. It's absolutely amazing to see this go down. And General Don Bolduc wins New Hampshire primary for U.S. Senate despite $4.1 million of, look at all of that AIDS money going against him in attack ads linked to Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, I think we're sending you a message. I think we're sending the GOP establishment a message, aren't we, ladies and gentlemen, that we're done with you. It is MAGA time. It is ultra MAGA time. We're not going anywhere, and we're going to continue to crush you. These are the wins that we needed to get, fam, to get. This was the first step. All the players now are in order, ready to go. Trump is now going to be full-blown rally time. It is rally season. Midterms are coming up in November. We only have a little, like, less than 2 months at this point, fam, before they're here. And I told you guys, we're going to be having a big November 8th stream. Maybe we'll do, we'll be probably doing it all night, unless there's ultimate shenanigans like they try to pull in 2020. But things are going down, fam. Things are going down, and I wanted to show you a video here from the general himself giving his little speech here as he was announced the winner of his race. Absolutely fire.
Taken their arrows. We have successfully protected ourselves. You sent the biggest signal to the establishment tonight.
If Bolduc wins, he will face Senator Maggie Hassan in November. She's already targeting her opponent, saying this in a statement. If Don Bolduc had his way in the U.S. Senate, he would vote to ban abortion nationwide. Don Bolduc is simply too extreme for...
Extreme! Same. Are they all robots? Are they all robots? Do they get all their talking points from the Biden administration? The extreme for New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, but he is already debunking Hassan's attack.
I will support no legislation, zero legislation at the federal level. We don't belong in the abortion arena. That is the states. And this state will do the right thing by Granite Staters.
Why do you think she keeps pushing this abortion issue?
It's the only thing she's got.
And that was the perfect response to that question. Because that's exactly the right answer. And it's the factual answer. Why do you think she keeps saying these things? Because abortion is all that these people have. Fetterman's talking about abortion. You saw the Fetterwoman shirts. Now you're seeing New Hampshire candidates talking about abortion. That was the play, ladies and gentlemen. The moment that that staffer in the Supreme Court leaked the opinion of Roe v. Wade, this was the reason why the Democrats and the incoming nominees needed a talking point. They needed it to go down, and this is exactly what they were looking for. And it's all trickled all the way down now, all the way down to the nominees, and you're seeing it. All these new up-and-comers, the MAGA, they're all considered extreme. Any of the moderates, they've been flushed out, and this is what we are left with. And Donald Trump also saying right here, congratulations to General Bulldog, a great gentleman, and who started his military service as a private and ended as a general, and now his big win in New Hampshire. Wow, great going, Don. Let's see, is Foxhole okay here? Oh, God. Oh, boy. Well, can't see the chat. Hopefully this is okay. Okay, it looks like the chat's frozen here. So there's that. Okay, we'll have to figure that out. And there we go. It looks like it came back. Beautiful. Thank you, Space Coast, for the cookie. Alex Don is freaking awesome. Yes, he is. Let's see. You got Jenna sent me the cookie. Space Coast, from the cookie. Inflation Reduction Act is no different than Affordable Care Act. And Donkey Punch, the cookie. Digging the new skins can change. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. Grouch the cookie. What's good, peace? Master Goldsmith the cookie. AZ Jeff of the Shades. Love the show. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, Cost Observer, for your white reparation fee. Oriando the cookie and Donkey Punch with the cookie. Democrats and their tag words. Hilarious. It's always the same shit, guys. And you guys all know it. This is what Trump is doing, though. He knows his people. The people are in place, and now it's rally time, and it's now time to get behind him. But I find it interesting, fam, that all you're hearing... That all you're hearing is how extreme these new up-and-coming candidates are. And I find it ironic because this just came out today. This is Senator Mazie Hirono, one of the most worthless bags of air in the entire D.C. establishment. Look what she had to say.
An outright attack on women in this country. That is how I see it. That is how more and more women and those who support our right to make decisions about our own bodies. That is how we see it. And why? Because that's what's happening. Madam President, I yield the floor, but clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms in our country. Yield the floor.
Wow.
The senior senator from...
A call to arms for abortion. Are you guys seeing this this reoccurring theme here? She actually says this is a call to arms. And you guys have already known this. All these abortion clinic are these pro-pregnancy clinics, they've been firebombed. I find it amazing. I find it absolutely amazing that we are told how extreme we are and our candidates that we're putting up for elections are. And you see this not just from Hirono here. From the Hill, Tim Ryan on Extremist GOP, we've got to kill and confront that movement. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me. But fam, we know the difference. If I said any of this stuff, if I said we need a call to arms in my channel, I've had the Fed boys kicking him down my door 5 weeks ago. But this is what we're seeing, fam. This is what a winning party looks like, and I hope you guys are motivated by this. We have now... Everything is lined up for November, and I'm super excited. I hope you guys are too. It's going to be glorious for it. Now, let's get into the big news here. And shout out to someone. Someone just bought me a coffee. Thank you. I've been watching it for years, and you make my day after a long day of stressful work. Thanks for what you do. Thank you so much, new subscriber over and Buy Me a Coffee. Thank you so much for that. That is the direction I wanted to bring the show, guys. A kind of a getaway, but also not so much a getaway. But you get all your news, but you enjoy it as well. Fam, another line has been crossed. And you guys all know this now. This is not breaking news, but it was breaking news right after my show, of course, yesterday. The Pillow Man himself, Mike Lindell, was raided. And it wasn't at his gigantic pillow factory where he sells all of his amazing products, his amazing slippers. I have not personally worn his slippers, but everyone tells me the slippers are fire. I do have his pillows. I don't have his slippers. I'm going to have to work on that next. But, fam, it went down. It went down. Mike Lindell got raided by the FBI. Not only did he get raided by the FBI, it happened at a fucking Arties. Hardee's. It's a burger joint, I guess. I think we have some out here in Tennessee. I've never been to one. But it was at a drive-thru. They were at a drive-thru, and the FBI pinned Mike Lindell into the side of a wall at a drive-thru at Hardee's. You want to talk about desperation? It doesn't get much more desperate than this. Search warrant shows Mike Lindell's phone sees an identity theft, damage of protected computer investigation. So why do they want Mike Lindell's cell phone? During yesterday's episode of the Lindell Report, the MyPillow CEO explained that he and his friend stopped at a Hardee's drive-thru on the way home from a fishing trip near Mankato, Minnesota. Quote, we pull through the drive-thru, they take the order, we pull up, and she says, pull ahead, Lindell said, noting that when they did, another car came and parked perpendicular to them, essentially blocking them in the drive-thru. Lindell said that another car came up shortly after and pinned them on the right side with another customer blocking their rear end. At Lindell's request, the people in the cars in the front and to his right showed him their badges and explained why they were there. Lindell said that they began asking him questions about Colorado and Dominion voting machines and eventually told them that they had some bad news, telling him that they had a warrant for his cell phone and would be confiscating it, to which Lindell replied that he needed to run five companies as he doesn't have a computer. Lindell also told the agents that his phone controls his hearing aids. Obviously, they did not give a shit. And the thing is, too, what this is all about, what this is all about is Tina Peters, ladies and gentlemen, on the behest of the corrupt pedophile Nazi Secretary of State out in Colorado. This is what all this is for, because God forbid Mike Lindell spoke out against the fraudulent machines, the fraudulent elections. These guys were here for Mike Lindell because he voted for the orange man. These people have clearly, they're just doing their job from what Mike Lindell was saying here. And knowing Mike Lindell probably was super, super calm about it, he handed over the phone, and this is what it was all about. We knew it was going to get bad, but I did not think that Mike Lindell, of all people, would have gotten raided at a Hardee's, interrupting the man while he's trying to eat a damn cheeseburger. I would be fucking livid if this was me. I'm like, you couldn't even do it while I was at home. They did this because they wanted to make it a public spectacle. They wanted to embarrass the man. A man that sells fucking pillows and slippers. And I was saying on Truth Social, I said, you just made, the FBI, you just made Mike Lindell millions of dollars overnight because Mike Lindell simply voted for Donald Trump. And there's no doubt about that, because I can tell you right now, Mike Lindell has stuck it out. He's definitely an ally of Trump. He was in the White House during those last few months doing everything he could to try to expose everything. And this is where it's come to. They wanted his phone, and apparently he's getting it back within the next day or so, because he does need that to run his companies. But I can tell you right now, his pillow sales in general are going to go skyrocketing through the roof, and I'm going to be buying some pillows just because fuck the FBI. No doubt about it. Thank you, Freedom Corps, for the can. That's why we rally call. It's freedom. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Thank you, friend. Space Coast, drop me a cookie. I just got my Lindell slippers. Love them. Clubs, Jedi with a cookie. FBI fears Chick-fil-A. No raids in that drive-thru.
Cookie!
You know, they got based MAGA Christians at Chick-fil-A, so they were not going to be doing that. And if you get in front of anyone that's been to a Chick-fil-A, the lines are out the door. You have to wait long enough just to get the damn food. Not a good play if you're going to try to get in the way of some people trying to get some Chick-fil-A. But knowing Mike Lindell, this little story he put on his Frank TV on his Lindell Report, I got to be honest, guys, I can't really listen to Mike Lindell talk on the War Room or just in general on any of these news clips. He drives me crazy. It's just the way he talks, but I love the dude. And when I listen to this video clip, of Mike Lindell saying that he was trying to witness these FBI agents to Jesus while in the middle of the raid. This is why I love the guy. I ultimately love the guy. He may irritate me with his talking and the stuff that he does, but the man, he's a legend. He's the fucking pillow man. Watch this.
Well, here's what I told him. I said, you guys are going to be on my 6 o'clock Lindell report all over the world. And he goes, with this corruption. And he goes, and the head FBI guy goes, He goes, Mike, why are you saying it's corrupt? Like, there, I said, no, not you guys. You're just doing your job. I get it, but you're being weaponized by an evil person, Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado. You're getting weaponized by your own government against citizens that have done nothing but said, hey, we can't have we can't have these electronic voting machines. I said, it's disgusting. I said, now you're taking away from me the way, only way I do my business. Brandon, I don't want you
to. But how did they respond to that?
They're just doing his job. And he said, and I said, why are you, what has our country become? I told him. They sat and talked to me. They, you know, I don't know how far we even talked to you. The hunter, his brother, one of the guy's brother had read my book. And he goes, man, with your past, he goes, and he says, you know, it's American dream, you know, or the American, you know.
So these said, guys are not antagonistic at all, it sounds like.
No, I talked to him about God. I said, yeah, I said, you know, I said, we're in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history. I was trying to witness to the guy. And he,
there's the headline. Was. Mike Lindell leading FBI agents to Christ. There's your headline.
Exactly. No, I was.
And I love they, it. And, I love it.
I mean, they but the one guy, you know, I said, you know, what have we become as a nation, as a country, where our own government protects in our own media? Are you listening, Cheryl, and all of you out there? Charlie, if you're watching. Emma Brown, if you're watching. Anybody, all you journalists out there, what have we become as a nation when our own government, this is what they did in Nazi Germany, everybody. They're attacking citizens, Gold Star moms. They're attacking companies, like I told Charlie today before I even told him. He's probably watching about the FBI. I didn't know how to tell him that or not, because it was happening right during when I was talking to him about 20 minutes later, and he's doing a whole story out there. The New York Times. I said, Charlie, if you write a good article, maybe it wouldn't be the failing New York Times anymore. You know, I said, and I told him a couple journalists. One was for the New York Times once, and they read my book, and they actually wrote the truth. And I read the Washington Post article, Brandon, a couple days ago. I said, this guy was a real journalist, at least partially.
So you guys get the point here, and I see you guys dying, laughing your asses off in the chats here, because it's so true. It's so true. I think you guys need Jesus. Can you imagine the seething demons, the FBI agents? They probably hate this dude. They're probably just over it, whether they're following orders or not. And Steve Bannon on the War Room was getting on Mike about this, because Mike was saying, oh, they weren't really bothering me that bad. They weren't, you know, they weren't rude. And it's just, it's like, no. And the supervisor there just kept telling Mike he's there just to do his job. Fuck that. We just doing your job got millions of people killed with COVID. Just doing your job are getting January 6ers locked up for nonviolent crimes for over a year now. Just doing your job is completely stomping on people's constitutional rights. That's my only gripe with any of this shit. And Steve Bannon was absolutely right. Fuck these guys. I don't care if they're nice, if they're respectful or not. It doesn't matter. We know why you're here. We know what you're doing. The people that are watching these shows, they're awake to this shit, and Mike Lindell knows too. And shout out to Mike for braiding these demons' faces. You should read the Bible here and maybe come to Jesus. And he was witnessing to them. Peak Mike Lindell. I absolutely love it. It's hilarious. Thank you, Donkey Punch says, requirements for FBI raid equals voted for Trump and wifey has nice panty drawer. Or they're looking for dildos, Donkey Punch. I would put there in there a rainbow. In particular. Otherwise, you're spot on. SKG with a cookie and Warrior for Jesus throw me a cookie. That calls for a cookie. Oh, man, I love it. And Swickly says, you all motherfuckers need Jesus. Yes, they do.
Cookie!
I 100% agree. And Curly, throw me a ship. Which is worse to be raided by in a drive-thru, Burger King or Ronald McDonald? I don't know. That's a tough one. I'd probably say McDonald's. It's more popular, but I'm not too sure on that one, Curly. Yeah, I appreciate that shit. Thank you so much, guys. 10,000 gold pills. We just crushed it. Let's try to hit that 20,000 gold pill number tonight, guys. Would super appreciate it. We're already halfway there. But yes, Mike Lindell, now on the raid list, witnessing Jesus to these demons. And fam, of course, the memes had to pile through here, because you want to know what I think would happen here, guys. I think the Fed boys, I think they're just super, super jealous. Super jealous of Mike Lindell's success of his pillows. So, they're coming in. I don't know if they want his cell phone. I really think they want that super secret pillow recipe. And as you guys can see here, These are just some of the pictures taken from the raid here on Mike Lindell's in the drive-thru here. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Pillows thrown all over the floor. I think we've seen this before. It's messy. It's set up. It's concocted. It's a hoax. This was also some pictures here from the FBI rolling out some of Mike Lindell's super secret violent pillows here. And also, we just keep going down the line. After when the raid was over, they wanted to present to their bosses here some of the super anti just racist shit with some pillows, an American flag, some coffee, some slippers. Just showing their bosses this is what they were able to take down here. And right before they got into the car, they really wanted to get in there. It's absolutely amazing what we're seeing, and this is probably one of my favorites here with Director Ray and the DOJ behind him, Fedbeth, and beyond. I love it. I absolutely love it. And once those Fed boys are out, guys, are they sleeping good? I don't know if they're sleeping good, but they certainly wanted some of Mike's pillows, mostly peaceful pillows in the chats. And all I got to say about any of this, this shit is just super gay. It's a Fed boy pillow fight. But fam, I really honestly think it wasn't about the cell phone. It wasn't about Dominion voting machines. What I think this is all about, when they brought him in at the Hardee's drive-thru, what's in the patented fill, Lindell? What's in the slippers? We need to break this man. We need to break the pillow man. We need to send a message to MAGA. Mike Lindell, we will crush you and we will find out what is in your fucking pillows. I absolutely love it. Essay, throw me a cookie. Cookie for the pillow guy. DK Nuts is a can for Scott's awesome mods and vocals fan. Thank you, DK. Paul Thaddeus, Denterm, Red Donkey Punch, throwing major cookie love. You guys just went ham on the cookies. Heather July with the cookies. Thank you so much. Orianda, Tucker Dixon. I'm just going to give you guys a horn. You guys are crushing it. Fill the bell, mostly peaceful pillows. Tucker Dixon, Curly Kaylee. All these cookies. Orianda, Curly Kaylee again. My goodness. Thank you guys so much. Tucker Dixon, Curly Kaylee again. Logical Lisa, throw me a phone. Thank you so much. And Curly Kaylee and Space Cookie, throw me major cookies, guys. Look at that. Almost at 15,000 gold pills. Thank you guys so much. I super appreciate that. And just to top off the super gayness of the FBI, it would not be a show without a rainbow dildo. But this one's even more special because Joe Biden's the one holding it.
For it. Not a joke. Think about it. Think about what you'd think about.
Yes. We're going to play that one at least a few more times during the show. But it's absolutely guys, on a serious note, it's that complete bullshit. This is Biden's DOJ. This is his FBI. And this is how far they have gone to go after anyone that simply is asking questions. Fam, asking questions now will get you this kind of treatment. And if they're going to go after the pillow guy, they'll go after anybody. But it's so awesome. It's so awesome that Mike tried to witness to these guys while they're going through his phone and taking his shit, ruining his business as much as they can. It's absolutely amazing. Guys, keep Mike Lindell, keep all these patriots in prayer, fam. We don't get too spiritual on this show, but it's definitely something that happens in the background. And these guys need prayer. Trump needs prayer, fam. Ourselves need prayer. Just give yourselves a prayer, fam. We are one big happy family here, and you guys fucking rock. And it's just an amazing, amazing, crazy time that we're watching this. And I'm seeing eggplant emojis and rainbows all over the place. It's unfortunate that's become a hallmark of this channel, but yeah, it's already too far late to go back now. We need to embrace it. So that's what happened with Mike Lindell, guys. We'll keep you guys updated with that. It's insane. Now, what I think happened here, as you guys know, yesterday, what happened yesterday that was also big news, it was John Durham. John Durham dropping some Moabs about Danchenko. And do you guys think it was a coincidence by any means that Danchenko news came out, making the FBI look like absolute shit, the treasonous traitors that they are, and at the same time knowing that if they pulled a raid on someone that's a high-profile name within the movement, it would get a lot of news as well. That is what I think happened here. And with that being said, on channels like mine, this show, we don't get distracted too easily. We focus on the main goals here, and we know what's coming in October, and that is the Danchenko trial, and it's heating up. Durham dropped some Moabs here, and people that were in and around and involved with giving as much D-class to the public while Trump was in office, people like Cash Patel, they have been adding and pointing a lightning rod at someone in particular as of today, and that name is Fiona Hill. Cash Patel did not waste any time writing Fiona Hill, Christopher Steele, Fiona Hill, Igor Danchenko, Brookings Institute, impeachment hoax number one. At True Social, why isn't everyone speaking about the single most corrupt originator of Russiagate outside of the FBI and Fusion GPS? Did she get paid for it all? By whom? Did she disclose that money before working at Trump White House? Any journalists out there want to do some real investigative reporting? Let me know. And Cash Patel didn't stop there. He goes on to write this. That was yesterday. This is today. The corruption is on blast and the biggest crime in the United States history as Special Counsel John Durham revealed that Igor Danchenko, the main source of the Steele dossier, was hired by the FBI as a paid confidential informant, just like Steele. Two of the worst sources the FBI has ever had made up the entire Russiagate hoax, got caught, got fired, and got paid by the Bureau for it all. One more government gangster was in on it. We know about Hillary Clinton and Fusion GPS, but Fiona Hill at Brookings Institute is the true mastermind. She introduced Steele to the DOJ and the FBI. She hired Danchenko as a research assistant and funneled them to the FBI. There are no coincidences in Russiagate. The American people deserve accountability on how much Fiona Hill made for launching Russiagate. She has earned a prosecution for her criminality. What say you, John Durham? Woo! Cash want him some Fiona Hill to be locked up. That's what this is saying. Obviously, we can clearly see that. And just to give you guys just a flashback here, we're going to go back in time here for a little bit because we've been talking Russiagate for what, guys, since we started the show 5 years ago now at this point. Sometimes you tend to forget things and statements. This statement in particular from Donald Trump here from October 7th of 2021, not too long ago, but last October, going off on Fiona Hill saying she was terrible at her job. The first time I remember hearing her name was during impeachment hoax number one. It was a total con job. She was very close to one of the dumbest and most crazy people in Washington, John Bolton. Both of them didn't say much, and what they did say wasn't listened to, especially after Bolton's statement that he wants the Libya model on North Korea. Goes on about that. And lastly, Fiona Hill was a deep state stiff with a nice accent. Books are being written by people like her who had virtually no access to me and who I didn't even know. They write it as if they're experts on Trump, but they know absolutely nothing about me. My function was to save our country and survive. Unfortunately, when you look at what is happening now with Afghanistan, the border, inflation, our country is not being saved. It is in big trouble. Fiona Hill is somebody that we have talked about on the show, not as in depth as the other players that are in Russiagate right now, but it looks like Cash Patel, Donald Trump, and the entire team there want us to start looking at Fiona Hill. And shout out to Johnny Q, co-host over on Diddy's show. He was putting some amazing stuff out, amazing articles on his Telegram, and I was able to snag some of these because they're absolutely on point. And just to give you guys a little reminder, we're trying to figure out who were the true puppet masters behind all this. We know Hillary Clinton was, we know Obama was, but really, who are the people that put all of this together? Fiona Hill seems to be at the heart of it as well, just as much as Christopher Dolan. Check this out from Daily Caller. These articles are from January 21st, 2021. Trump impeachment witness was key link between Christopher Steele and his dossier source, according to FBI notes. From The Red State, this article is titled, "Star Impeachment Witness Lied About Her Contacts with Christopher Steele." This is January 22nd of 2021. And when you go down here, this is a quote, Hill kept secret her role introducing Steele and Danchenko all throughout her tenure in the Trump administration, as well as during congressional testimony she gave as part of the Trump impeachment hearings in November of 2019. This is a Western Journal article from November 22nd of 2019. Fiona Hill worked directly with Steele for years and had a high opinion of him. Interesting, isn't it? Washington Examiner, declassified FBI notes show Steele claimed Fiona Hill knew about dossier source. January 22nd, 2021. All of these players are linked together. And last one that we have here from Breitbart, Fiona Hill worked with Christopher Steele, author of the Russia dossier. This woman was at the heart of it. And you have to ask the questions, who is behind Fiona Hill? Who is behind her? Because as you guys learned yesterday, we all learned, thanks to Technofog and John Durham putting out the court documents of the latest with Danchenko, we found out that the FBI hired a known Russian FBI, a known Russian spy, used him to frame Donald Trump, and then paid him to be a confidential human insider, I guess, informant. By paying him, they would not have to investigate their own people. A nice little cover there. And on top of that, the FBI was paying him since March of 2017 all the way up to October of 2020. And this woman, Fiona Hill, that's been revered by the lefty smooth brains, was at the heart of it all. And I do believe, just like Chris, if Christopher Steele ends up going down because of Danchenko, Fiona Hill will be next, and then hopefully it'll be all the way up the ladder. That's the hopium for the day, guys. That's what we're hoping for. I just want to remind everybody that little connection that Fiona Hill had with Danchenko and Christopher Steele. She seems to be the heartbeat of that entire operation when it comes to Spygate and Russiagate. Very interesting. And what's also interesting about this entire thing is the fact that the media, right now, despite all the raids going on, despite all the attacks they're carrying out on MAGA and Trump in this awesome, amazing movement, they are trying to water down everything going on with Durham, and it's hilarious to watch. And two particular outlets, the top of the pyramid as far as corporate mainstream media, from Becker News, New York Times announces the Durham investigation is winding down. Chance's top-level officials charged are remote. Interesting. The New York Times, one of the main drivers of the Rush hoax, is crowing that special counsel John Durham's investigation appears to be, quote, winding down. The Times on Wednesday reported that the grand jury that Durham has recently used to hear evidence has expired. And they're also going down the same thing, the same road they went down last time when they said that, oh, well, time's running out. Is Garland going to be paying up again for John Durham's investigation? Of course he is. He has no other choice. He's going to be doing it. And they go on to say, over the course of his inquiry, Durham has developed a case against two people accused of lying to the FBI in relation to outside efforts to investigate purported Trump-Russia ties. But he has not charged any conspiracy for any high-level officials on trial. The recent development suggests that the chances of any more indictments are remote. You see how they're trying to rain on everyone's parade. They also say after Durham's team complete this report, it'll be up to the Attorney General Merrick Garland to decide whether to make its findings public. The report will be Durham's opportunity to present any evidence or conclusions that challenge the DOJ's basis for opening the investigation in 2016 into the links between Trump and Russia. So this is what they're trying to do, guys. They're trying, and they did this last time also with Michael Sussman. They're trying to completely shit on our parade, and it's not going to work. And just to give you guys your sauce here, this is the headline directly from the New York Times. Says it right there. Durham inquiry appears to wind down as grand jury expires. Cage Farmer says, Fiona Hill is that Lord Farquaad looking bitch, right? That is correct. That's why Donald Trump took a shot at her and said there's not really much to like about her besides her nice accent. And I think that's exactly what he was going for, Cage. And it wasn't just the New York Times. The Washington Post also put this out, which I found hilarious. John Durham was successful, just not in the way Barr first intended. I can't stand these people. I fucking hate these people. These people at these corporate outlets just seething with anger and copium that everything that we've seen up to this point, it's just all going to be for nothing. We still have to wait and see, guys, with Durham, but it's heating up. And the closer we get to October, the more of these documents and court filings we're going to get, and we're going to be covering them the day that they come out. And Donald Trump is watching. He is watching all this. He truthed this out today. Special counsel John Durham just disclosed that Igor Danchenko not only worked with Steele to develop the Russia collusion claims for the Clinton campaign, but he later was a paid informant for the FBI. You don't think Trump knows what's going on right now? That he's got a finger on the pulse of everything going on around him? Of course he does, because I believe this audience is, we're all on the same page right now, that Trump, all those declassified documents, where'd they go? We haven't seen them yet. The public hasn't seen them yet. They had to be given to John Durham. John Durham cannot get access to those documents that would help his case unless Trump declassified them. Once he declassified them, it is open game, and he can give them and show them to whoever he wants, and he's given to John Durham. He's not showing them to the public. And I think that's important, because I feel like if they were to be shown to the public, that may be showing all of the cards that are in play right now. There's a reason why we haven't seen it yet. And even Devin Nunes has said before, what the public knows is a big piece of the story, but it's not everything, and that everything we don't know will blow our minds with how bad it really is. That's what we haven't seen yet, and I do believe that's what's being leveraged with Don Durham, because you have to think, like, people like Fiona Hill, Christopher Steele, all these guys right now, they're all playing the same game that we're almost playing. What does John Durham know, and what doesn't he know? That is what they're trying to figure out right now, and they're probably trying to paper shred electronically, in a sense, everything they've said before and backing away from everything they said before. It's a crazy time to see all this go down, but it's exactly where we're at, fam, and it's amazing to watch it play out. Thank you, Cubs Jedi, at the Hardee's drive-thru, can't make this shit up. And Uncle and Bob saying ham does not go well on cookies. I don't know why it would. Thank you, Bob. The Grouch says, can't wait for the MyPillow Nut Huggers coming out in December 2030. Thank you, man. And Tucker Dixon says, we bring all the cookies to the yard. Cookies! Freedom Corey says, damn, internet can't get the show on Foxhole or Rumble. I'm sorry, my friend. That is a problem. You probably have Xfinity like I do. And Space Coast says, Fiona Hill starred in Shrek. Yes. There you go. Lord Farquaad himself. And thank you so much, Master Goldsmith, for the can, guys. We are about 4,000 gold pills away from the 20K. Let's keep pushing it, guys. I super appreciate all of that love. Now, that's everything that's going on with Mike Lindell, with Fiona Hill, Russia, and Spygate, all that stuff, John Durham. There was an event that went down out in Michigan today. Joe Biden wanted to get a tour of the Detroit Auto Show, and some weird stuff occurred there. Very odd. Daily Mail says, I'm driving home. Biden poses in an electric Corvette at a Detroit auto show before he is due to announce plan to build a $900 million of EV chargers across the United States. And again, boast about the Inflation Reduction Act. As you guys all know, Biden is obsessed with his Corvettes. Obsessed with his Corvettes. And of course, he had to take a picture of one that was electric, because this is his bullshit Green Deal. Inflation Reduction Act. It's all nonsense. It's a stronger country. It's burning it down. So just to give you guys a little recap of what that looked like today, this is what it looked like with some amazing music behind it. I love it. And he's with Governor Whitmer. I hope Tom's listening. That pisses him off when I say it the wrong way. He wanted to let his Secret Service staff. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to ride this home.
Secret
Service detail. I'm driving home. He says he's driving home. Yeah. And the pictures that came out of this event, ladies and gentlemen, looks like a broken old pedophile. This was one of them. He's like, holy shit, where am I? Where's Jill? And again, on a different angle, it's the same exact look. And isn't it funny that's an orange car, right? DK and I says, orange car bad. of all the colors that Joe Biden was interested in, I don't understand why orange would have been that particular color today. What an absolute joke. What an absolute effing joke. And the weird thing is, too, this was another one that he is in today. He just looks like a robot, right? He doesn't even look real. It doesn't even look real. It's so odd. But this is what he was out there doing. And the other weird thing to come out of this, I'm just going to leave this up for a couple, for like 10 seconds, fam. What do you spot that is really weird about this picture here? I'll give you guys a couple of seconds. Can you guys spot it here in the chat? Thank you, Liberty Bells, the cookie. Love your show. Thank you, Liberty Bells. I appreciate that. Foxy Lady, throw me a cookie. And Curly Kaylee, throw me a flea. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Great show, Scott. Got to duck out early. Sand volleyball championship game tonight. Much love, fam. Much love, Curly. Enjoy your night playing some volleyball. You guys see it, right? The man is fully holding Governor Whitmer's hand there. I find that extremely odd. It's not like the only thing that could be worse is if there were interlacing fingers here. But I can tell you right now, if this was me, I'm married, and there was a picture of me holding another woman's hand like this, it's not like it's family. It's not like he's married to her. The wife would definitely be having some fucking questions, saying, Scott, what are you, what's this about? And it goes back to this whole thing, like, these lizard people, they're all related somehow. All these pedophiles are all, they're all intermingled with each other. It's weird. It's really weird. And I thought this was, and I think this is Jill. I don't know if Jill was on this trip, but this kind of looks like Jill. But what are you doing, dude? What is going on? It doesn't make any sense. Spirit says, you don't hold hands with coworkers. I mean, I think they're all from the same lizard family, so maybe this is what it is. But after all that went down, we all know how Biden loves to take showers with his daughters. He probably said, hey, Whitmer, it's time for a shower. Hey, Gretchen, it's shower time. It's so weird. It doesn't make any sense. It makes absolutely no sense. So, guys, I won't bog you down with the aids of this too long. I'm only going to show you one clip that came out of this, and it's the very, very end. And when Joe Biden stops talking, he again goes and looks for the ghost next to him, gets lost, and then is redirected off the stage. Just enjoy this for what it is, fam.
You just got to remember who we are. We are the United States of America. We are the United States of America. And there's literally, I mean this sincerely, there's not a damn thing we can't do. Nothing, nothing, nothing. If we do it together. God bless you all and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Up, 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 where are we? I don't know where I am again. Damn it. There it is. You guys are sick. You guys are sick. Let's get stretching, Gretchen. You guys are sick, man. Over in the chats, my God, you savages. It's unbelievable. I don't know who Joe thought he was looking at, but I can certainly give you guys some good guesses. I mean, maybe he saw the queen. Maybe he was the guy he fucked over, his own party fucked over the second time. Or maybe it was just me, man, here. Letting Joe know, it ain't over here, my friend. You go all the way to the right, off the stage, Mr. Potato Head. It's absolutely hilarious. And what else is hilarious, guys, was this meme that I found. It is completely AIDS, but it's so funny. And if this is what you would, if you were a Chinese memer, trying to meme everything going on in this country with Joe Biden, this would be it. A Chinese version of Joe Biden burning down the country. You guys are gonna love this. It makes no fucking sense. I don't even know. Hey, Stastu, my man. Great to see you, buddy. Oh, no. Ramble Rants, thank you so much for some amazing aids right there. Rants says, I got a buzz and you fucked it up. I mean, how can that fuck up a buzz? That should only enhance it. That should only enhance it. How good was that? I absolutely love these savages out there. Essay with a cookie. Orianda says, Biden needs a handholder because he's demented. I would have to agree. It's just weird.
Cookies!
If Jill was there, I don't know. I don't know. Spaz, where do you get this shit? I don't know. I get it. I get it everywhere. There's so much AIDS. It just comes to me. I don't know. Thank you, Stastu, my man. Great Wednesday, Woke. How goes it? Thank you for the shades in the Stastube cookies. Thank you, my dude. I appreciate that. Pushing us over 20,000 gold pills. Thank you so much. Daddy Crab says Joe should drive himself to the funny farm. Hey, Lord of the Foils in the chats. I think you have a show tonight. You have a show tonight. Everyone go check out Lord of the Foil. I love when she's live on the Fox. We always miss her around here. Can't wait to see that. All right. So that's as much as I wanted to do with Joe Biden, guys. The only thing I wanted to show you also today was the absolute takedown of Rand Paul. Anytime Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci are in the same room together, I'm going to play the video of it because it's so damn good. Rand Paul had his way with the rat elf today, and it's pure amazingment. Amazingment? Is that a word? Amazement? Awesomeness? Rand Paul did what I would do. I would get footage, I would get the clips, and then I would show his words to him. And what Rand Paul does, as he's taking the microphone, he plays an audio clip, a video clip, one that we have played on this show before, about Dr. Fauci in, like, it was 2004, I believe, where he talks about, hey, if you get the flu, it's the best vaccination you can get. You don't need a vaccine. And I'm paraphrasing. Rand Paul opens this up with that video clip and then goes in on Fauci. I'm going to play the entire thing. It's worth its weight in gold, fam. I want you to enjoy this. Before I do that real quick, let me just make sure I'm not missing anything over here. Thank you guys, the 950 over on Rumble. You guys rocking the 544 hanging out over here on the Foxhole. You guys absolutely, absolutely are amazing. We're getting between 1,500 to like 1,700 people on a live stream. I used to get 6,000 on YouTube, but we are working our way back. So amazing numbers to see. You guys ready for this takedown of the Rat Elf? Let's do it.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be. Because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And so
if she really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine. If she really has the flu,
she should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
This is an ongoing question, and, you know, we've had ever-evolving opinions from you, Dr. Fauci. Currently, antibody surveys show that 80% of children, approximately 80% of children, have had COVID, and yet there are no guidelines coming from you or anybody in the government to take into account their naturally acquired immunity. You seemed quite certain of yourself in 2004, but in 2022, there's a lot less certainty. One of the things that we also know after looking at this for 2 to 3 years is that the mortality from COVID is very similar, if not less, than influenza. So when we look at this, we wonder, you know, why you seem to really embrace basic immunology back in 2004 and why you seem to reject it now.
Well, I don't reject basic immunology, Senator, and I have never denied that there is importance of the protection following infection. However, as we have said many times, and as has been validated by the authorization of the by the FDA through their committee and the recommendation by the CDC through their committee, that a vaccination following infection gives an added extra boost. And that film that you showed is really taken out of context. I believe that was when someone called in who had had a reaction to a vaccine and asked me through a telephone in the interview if they should get vaccinated again. So
he's always got an answer for everything. Shut the fuck up, you stupid, lying, murderous elf.
It's in the context of someone who had a reaction. And as a matter of fact,
sure,
Reuters fact check.
Oh, he pulls up a Reuters fact check. Whoo, man.
Did that and said Fauci's 2004 comments do not contradict his pandemic
Actually,
words don't lie. If you look at the words behind me, we can go over them a little bit at a time. She doesn't need it because the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
It is true. It is true, Senator. It is a very potent way to protect.
So when you're trying to tell us that kids need a third or a fourth vaccine, are you including the variability or the variable of previous infection in the studies? No, you're not.
There it
because
is.
Because when you have approved vaccines in recent times, and the committees that have approved it for children don't report anything on hospitalization or death or transmission. Right. They only report that if you give them the jab, they'll make antibodies. And you can give kids hundreds of jabs and they'll make antibodies every time, but that does not prove efficacy. Right. So what you're doing is denying the very fundamental premise of immunology that previous infection does provide some sort of immunity. It's not in any of your studies. Almost none of your studies from the CDC or from the government have the variable of whether or not you've been previously infected. So let's look at adults. I've had three infections. Should I get a fourth one? If you're going to measure whether I get a fourth one, you need a category that has a fourth one in it. And you need one that has nothing in it, no vaccine or the fourth vaccine. But you also need to know whether they've been infected. If you ignore whether they've been infected, you're ignoring a vaccine, basically. So you're ignoring a variable. So what you're giving us is this, you decry, and people decry vaccine hesitancy. It's coming from the gobbledygook that you give
us. It's you.
You're not paying attention to the science.
Yes.
The very basic science is that previous infection provides a level of immunity. If you ignore that in your studies, if you don't present that in your committees, you're not being truthful or honest with us.
Senator, if I might respond,
I wouldn't even let him talk. Fuck you. Don't talk.
Denied fundamental immunology. In fact, I wrote the chapter in the textbook of medicine.
Is it any of the guidelines for vaccines?
You know,
do any of the guidelines for vaccines from the government include previous infection as something to base your decision making on with vaccines? Do any of the guidelines involve previous infection? That's why you're ignoring previous infection, because it doesn't involve any of the guidelines. And furthermore, we've been asking you, and you refuse to answer, whether anybody on the vaccine committees gets royalties from the pharmaceutical companies. I asked you last time, and what was your response? We don't have to tell you.
Right.
We've demanded them through the Freedom of Information Act.
Right. I don't.
And
what
have you said?
Fuck you.
We're not going to tell you. But I tell you this, when we get in charge, we're going to change the rules, and you will have to divulge where you get your royalties from what companies, and if anybody on the committee has a conflict of interest, we're going to learn about it. I promise
you.
Yes. Mr. Chair, can I respond to that, please? Okay,
can
there are two aspects to what you said. You keep saying you approve, you do this, you do that. The committees that give the approval are FDA through their advisory committee.
It's never his
the
fault.
The committees that recommend
never his fault.
Are CDC through their advisory committee. And you keep saying, I'm the one that's approving a vaccine based on certain data. So I don't really understand.
You got paid, Fauci.
With all due respect,
you got
Senator.
Paid
you're
off.
The one that said you would not reveal what companies gave you royalties or what company gave the other scientists royalties?
Got to move on.
You told the committee.
Senator Paul, got to move on.
Could I please answer that?
Briefly,
you keep asking committees. They're not my committees. They're the VRBPAC committee for the FDA and the ACIP for the CDC. So I don't have any idea what goes on.
And they
with
won't
the
reveal, as well as you, won't reveal
okay,
what
we're
companies
gonna, we're going to move on. We're over time. Senator Paul, you're over. Everyone's over a little bit. I just want to make sure we keep on time here. For the record, I know Chair Murray and previous chairs of this.
It's amazing, right? Who knew Rand Paul could slay somebody with gobbledygook? And I can tell he's being PG because he's got to be professional, right? Oriano the cookie, this is for Rand, yes. And Jack Attack cookie. With the shade, Stas Tube with a phone. What's better than 20,000 gold pills, you ask? What about 21,000? My man, thank you so much for dropping in, dropping some love, my man. I super appreciate that. Tucker Dixon with a can. Rand fucking Paul, everybody. Ryder says, pathological liar. Tucker Dixon says, Rand slayed Fauci, but God. Yes, Tucker, you're on the same page. Rand slayed Fauci, but gobbledygook. I love it. And Space Coast dropped the cookie. Fuck Fauci. It's unbelievable. That rat fuck knows exactly what he was doing. He knows exactly what Rand Paul is talking about. You're getting royalties from these companies that are doing these jabs. Your scientists that are beneath you are getting royalties. You said, I don't have to disclose that because that's the rules. Well, the rules are bullshit in some cases. And Rand Paul said, listen, when we get a hold of this, when we take control, we're going to change those rules and we're going to find out what royalties you're getting and from whom. And if there's any conflict of interest, everyone's going to know about it. Everyone's going to know about it. Why do you think Dr. Fauci said not too long ago, I am retiring by the end of the year? He was originally going to be retiring at the end of Biden's administration. But then all of a sudden, then things changed when he started to see MAGA, the red wave of MAGA coming, when he's seeing all these MAGA candidates winning, that they're going to be coming for him because these candidates are representing the people that have had family, that have had children, that go through lockdowns, that have fucking hugged their relatives through sheets of plastic. That rage is going to be infused into these candidates that are coming for Fauci, and he wants to fucking bail out now before he has to deal with the fire. That is all this is about. He is trying to run away like the rat fuck that he is, and he knows he's going to be cornered. Will this new Congress do anything about it besides investigations and hearings? The hearings are nice. The sound clips are nice. I want accountability. I want this man thrown in prison. Will that ever happen? I don't know. No idea, but something needs to happen. We need something because this man was a huge part of ruining millions of people's lives. And not only that, killing thousands and thousands and thousands of people. It's unbelievable. Ron Johnson also went off on the other people that were on this committee, the big tech guys, FDA, all these clowns. And he was so savage that these guys were silent, absolutely silent. And I want you guys to listen to this clip as well. It's fire. It's only about 2 minutes. Check this out.
We're seeing other similar information during that time period when President Biden...
What he's talking about here is how any doctor, any ivermectin, any kind of idea that was not of the corporate establishment as far as cures, preventative treatment, doctors speaking out, they got censored. And he's like, well, why isn't Biden getting censored when he talked about how this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated? That's what the context of what he's talking about right now.
I did the American public that this was a pandemic of the unvaxxed. And if you got vaccinated, you're not going to go to the hospital. You're not going to be in ICU unit and you're not going to die. Well, 63.5% of the people fully vaccinated were dying in England at the exact same time. Why didn't you pull this? Have you ever labeled the president of the United States' comment as misinformation? Have you ever done that? Any of you? I'll take that as a no.
Silence.
So again, I just wonder who Silence. Are the authorities? Who do you think you are to censor information from eminently qualified doctors who had the courage and compassion to treat COVID patients? When the NIH guideline was basically, if you test positive for COVID, go home, be afraid, isolate yourself, don't do anything until you're so sick, we'll send you to the hospital, we'll give you remdesivir, where we have 1,600 deaths so far, we'll put you on a vent and we'll watch you die. you guys bear a fair amount of responsibility for hundreds of thousands of people not being treated, and I would say probably dying, that didn't have to die. Hope you're proud of yourselves.
We are now in the second round here.
Sit and spin. Sit and spin, you murderers. All of you. Anyone responsible for all this shit, for the censorship, for people simply wanting to get the best treatment they could for their families and themselves. And you guys were all there. We were all there for it. When I was still working, and if anyone had gotten COVID or sick, the only thing that we were told to do was to stay home and wait it out. If you went to the doctor, they would say, they'd give you some bullshit over-the-counter prescription and tell you to go home unless you were dying and couldn't breathe. Says, I hope you're proud of yourselves, and says, and puts the blame on them for all that. Guys, this is with, the House not in the GOP's control. Imagine the fire that's going to be coming out, fam, of having to go through the pandemic at the end of Trump's presidency. All the bullshit we have been through. There's so much fire and rage right now for answers. It's not going to be a good day for these people when they're put up on the chopping block. It's absolutely amazing. And just to lighten the mood a little bit, fam, I wanted to also show you this Alex Stein video. He not just only approached One-Eye McCain, he also went after Eric Swalwell today and just absolutely savaged him. Check this out.
Eric, is this Fang Fang the Chinese spy, Eric? Remember when you slept with that Chinese spy, Eric? Why don't you ever talk about that, Fang Fang? Remember you're banging Fang Fang? Did she give you anal? People are saying that
she gave you anal.
An insertion. Is that true? This is a guy's banging Chinese spies. Nobody investigates you, Eric. Why is that? Nobody investigates this guy banging Chinese spies like it's no big deal.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Shout out to Alex Stein doing savage work. I love it. I absolutely love it. Guys, if you love my show so much and you want to become the wokest of the woke and you want to get that bonus show I do every single Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, sign up for my locals, which is right here. You get access to this private live stream. Here's Monday's night stream right there. You guys get the appetizer before everyone else does on Monday nights. It's a great show. It's only an hour long, but it's a different kind of show. It's chill. It's fun. I engage in the chat. It's always a great time. There's a ton of locals in the chats now. We're almost at 130. We are so close. Let's see who we can get signed up. You guys not only get that, you get a private Telegram chat for all of these monthly and yearly subscribers. You get your name on this beautiful, nice list here. And you also get discounts on my amazing merch, which, by the way, my brother is absolutely crushing it on the merch. He's also made new patches, new socks, and I know he's working on shirts right now. And just check these out, ladies and gentlemen. These Woke Society's checkered socks, that is some fire right there. That is some beautifulness right there. And, of course, all the other brands that we've been doing here. Yes, Todd, Big Dong Energy, Woke Society's checkered socks, absolutely, absolutely fire. Let's see here. I'm trying to find the patch. I don't know if you put the patches up yet. It'd be absolutely great. So stickers. We got the stickers. We also got a whole bunch of other random things, too. We got the beanies. We got the hats. These amazing new patches are going to be going on soon. I don't know if he put those up there. But, fam, we got something for everybody. We got Zippo lighters, unbagged certificate of achievement. Just amazing, amazing things. And the hats and beanies are absolutely fire. People are buying the... It's getting colder out. People are buying the Woke Society's beanies. Remember, these all come in black as well. And also these amazing hats. My brother's in the chat right now, Defund the Media. Go check it out, guys. When you buy from my merch store, you not only support my business, but you also support my brother's business. WokeSocieties.com. Hit that store tab. Get something for yourselves, your family, a Liptard, a Smooth Brain. Let them know that we're out here and rock that Woke merch. We super appreciate it, and I know my brother does too. Thank you guys so much. He says it's all coming, working on it all right now. He is hard at work putting, I can't wait for you guys to see the other stuff that he's got. A lot more products than we did than we did last time. Ed Bland says, $21 for a pair of socks? Hell no. Well, Ed Bland, it's for my financial support and for my family's support. So it is what it is. If you can't buy it, it is what it is. No hurt feelings at all. With that being said, guys, it is scratching time. So let's get to it. Thank you to Daddy Crab 10% for the elf. Sean Joe, DK Anon, it says a cookie for the Renee Fraud. She is a serial killer. Space Coast, a cookie. Holy shit, it's raining so much here in Florida. My pool is overflowing. Allie B, another amazing human being. Thank you for the shades with the hug emoji. Hugs to you too, Allie B. Hope you're okay doing your thing out in Georgia. Oriando the can, Fire Columbia with a cookie, and Dale Burst with the can. Scott appears that the storm is brewing. Dale, I would have to agree with you, my friend. Thank you so much, and let's get those gold pills out there. Scratchin's released. Yes, Baz, the hoodies and the shirts are coming. They are coming. And once we got that, I mean, what's going to stop us? Nothing. Nothing's going to be able to stop us. Scratchin's released, guys. Go get it. Go get those gold pills. And there you go, all the way down the line. Thank you guys for the coffees, the donations, the likes. And yes, everyone over on Rumble, before you go, please hit that plus sign on my Rumble on the episode. We are almost at 100,000 Rumbles on the channel. Please go hit that Rumble sign. I've been in Rumble now for almost 2 years. Even before they had live streaming, I was on Rumble. It's a big accomplishment. 100,000 gold pills. And I only have, I think, we're almost up to 15,000 subscribers on Rumble. To me, that's not a lot, but to what we were on YouTube, but we are slowly building back. Thank you. Who was it? Tucker Dixon for the cookie. Let me get that paused up here so I can read your message. Where's it at? Where it at? I'm about to invest in some merch. Can't wait to rock it and spread the word. Thank you, Tucker Dixon. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Big time gold pill winners coming through. And there we go. Perfect. Perfect. What an amazing show, guys. What an amazing show. Make sure you guys follow me on Telegram, on Truth Social, on Gab, BitChute, subscribe on Rumble, and make sure you subscribe on the Foxhole.app or Pill.net now. Pill.net, where all the fun is. I love you guys. We're going to be here tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We got tomorrow's show, then Friday, and then a Trump rally coming in hot on Saturday. Can't wait. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. With that being said, stay safe, stay strong, stay woke, guys. Good night.